Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. Two referenda on constitutional references to family and care will be held next March. The Cabinet signed off on the final wording this morning. The first referendum will seek to amend Article 41 of the Constitution to provide a wider concept of the family. The second proposes to remove text on the role of women in the home from the Constitution and insert a new article recognising family care. Speaking in the last hour, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar explained the change has been proposed.
In relation to the family, our constitution will continue to explicitly protect both the family and the institution of marriage. We're proposing wording, however, that acknowledges that families may also be founded on lasting relationships other than marriage. For example, a family headed by a lone parent or a family headed by a grandparent or guardian. All of us know people who are committed to each other in a loving relationship over a sustained period of time who are not married. The current protection affords to families under the Constitution might be thought of as a protective shield or canopy from external or state intervention. As currently written, the protection only extends to married families. Through our proposals, we're extending this constitutional shelter to other lasting relationships and putting them on an equal footing with married families. The proposal will enable the Constitution to catch up with contemporary reality and ensure that it reflects positive, inclusive ambitions. We're also proposing to remove the reference to the woman's life in the home on the basis that it no longer reflects modern social norms. We're proposing to replace it with a new constitutional article that will recognise that care provided by family members to each other is a public good, and government will strive to support the provision of such care.
The Taoiseach speaking in the last hour or so. Well, let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, who's standing by. So, Micheál, two referenda. Let's look at them each in turn. First of all, the proposed amendment to Article 41 of the Constitution, redefining the concept of family.
Yeah, and in some ways, the wording around that is going to be quite simple. It's going to extend the definition of family beyond the marital family at the moment. So it will insert the words, whether founded on marriage or on other durable relationships. That's going to be the wording that's going to be in the proposal that will go before people on March the 8th.
And then secondly, what is often referred to as the role of women in the home provision in the Constitution, that's also proposed to change.
Yes, so it will remove the text on the role of women in the home, and there will be new wording put in, which is being referred to as a care amendment. And that will say the state recognises that the provision of care by members of a family to one another by reason of the bonds that exist among them gives to society a support without which the common good cannot be achieved, and shall strive to support such provision. So that is the care amendment that goes in, replacing that text around the women's place in the home.
What the government has decided not to do is to pursue a third proposal in relation to Article 41. Now, this is about gender equality and non-discrimination.
Yes, and the explanation that the Taoiseach gave in the last hour around that is that if gender equality was seen to be elevated or given an elevated status within the Constitution, that it could put it above or put it at a greater advantage than other rights that exist there at the moment. And he made the point that all citizens are equal in the Constitution. So for that reason, it was seen that it couldn't be given an elevated status. There is another point too when it comes to care. Some people in the lead up to this and the different committees that had looked at it had expressed the hope that there would be a recognition of care provided by people across the state, not just within the family context. But this amendment is confined to family.
Right. So a date has been given, March the 8th. What happens next?
So what's going to happen next is that this wording goes to an Oireachtas committee, and then it would be officially published by government on Thursday, it seems. And already the Electoral Commission have said that they are making plans, and plans are underway to make sure that this referendum happens on March the 8th, and that it will come up and provide information about that in the lead up to the day of the vote.
We're also just hearing on one or two other political matters, Micheál. The Cabinet has approved this increased payment. Is that right? applied to applicants for international protection.
Yet the €75 weekly payment, that's for people who can't get accommodation. Of course, at the moment, people seeking international protection here who have accommodation get paid €38. But if you don't have it, you will get that extra payment now. Also, the Integration Minister speaking in the last while saying that there is a hope perhaps over the Christmas period that more accommodation might become available.
Right. The business of the Dáil this afternoon includes that confidence motion in Justice Minister Helen McEntee, but I think all the indications are, Micheál, that she'll comfortably survive this vote.
Yeah, I think at the beginning of this, at the starting blocks, the government were on 80 votes, the opposition on 79, but there is the support of at least 8 independents now, giving government a comfortable majority here. I suppose it is worth noting, though, that government have much a fine margin here on this one. But in the future, if you think about what could happen around European elections and people are putting their names forward now, if some of those government TDs were successful, then if government were to face something like this next year, well, then they would be reliant on independence if things were to go in a certain direction.
Right. And just finally, in relation to Helen McEntee, this controversy that she's become involved with in relation to X, formerly Twitter, the social media platform, in relation to those riots in Dublin.
The social media platform are taking issue with comments the Justice Minister made in the Dáil last week, where she said that other social media platforms had taken down material relating to the riots. X put out a statement saying that it has taken action on 1,230 different posts, and that it did meet with Commissioner the Man on the 23rd of November, sorry, on the 24th of November to formalise its response, and that it didn't get direct formal contact from the Gardaí until November 27th. And it's asking the Minister to clarify those remarks.
All right. Micheál Lehane, political correspondent. Thank you.